All Providence is massing to join me in a nightcap. 3 quarts of baffling juice and a new to coconut pickle. There's a wet stone in Dollar's Alley to misconstrue. I'd take a fire axe or poke or two if necessary. The real heart of Providence is a penitentiary. True blue solace to so many, courtesy of the Dayval rubber man.
Horny backyards around Sullivan. I go there. I mean, I really go and get gone there.
Sounds like the digs of a high-power plank, all right.
Where there's a black spot halfway up the trunk, I climb to see if it might be mine.
That's when it sticks.
I'll come back and bury it later.
Alligator, can of tomatoes. It's the righteous corrections.
Totals, I'm hoping. Ovals of the sum. Next, I'll sweep in with my train arm.
You should be so calculating. What would you do at my pause?
Probably sit out for a prodigious summer.
Go feel for it. There's room for wide liars within my containment.
Got any gum?
Of course. Apparitional brand. Stands off in hoses. Sinks with the blanks. If I can hold it, you can. I think fundamentally you'll benefit from my plan.
Autos deep in apple grease, the coining of a Dan.
You'll go solvent there, all right, a crowning of a lubricious doll.
Back right out of Sullivan Street, that I do, bollocksed but winning.
I'll save you the cherry chair. A terrific belt-high pause.
You're a monster, you know that? To travel Wickenden both sides, beyond category?
Bit patched, but a given. What would your name be if it didn't come out of your wallet?
Susquehanna.
You'd lose that on a bet.
At least I wouldn't have to wait.
Spoken as a true northerner.
I take my pause.
Now that'll rattle the laws. Step on it and see Providence and its guttering wicks, its rates of velocity. Metric aces, a great shy invention upon a wind out of time. Drive birds so high they'll make hay of a windstorm. You'll savage Providence from all its front rooms, possibly. Providence shows gold albums of green blossoms. Providence fixes loud poppers to their benches. Providence corners the market and box lunches. Providence raises the undertow a few inches. Are you so made of metal you can duck turbo Providence? Must I scar myself further to go deeper into this Providence? Somebody crosses the street to tie their shoe. Somebody else crying, are you there, Clara Clism? Did you die, Malachi Dates? Booth wrote the Tumpline saga and Carla Regina, her arms that fell and broke. Donna Kurt does not allow the law to stop outside her door, a muscle crushing by Dardania the sailor. Whitey Morgan put corn decks on his barn, silted it all in fine, and dialed poem. Johnny Grella, a.k.a. Critella, with your wooden outline, wide water slacks of a monkey shade and heating beckon inches, did you take and put till you tired of all mention? Detention. Show me how to interpret. Give me the fade off your shirt. Find me a shorn spine of a smile so I can spook behind you on your red signal. Now don't you get me caught. Roger Williams Park can be reached from a broad roof over a colored garden. Beauty per hour, per person, it is all taken care of. People, children, minders of the zoo are away. This is like Slogan Lagoon, Dutchman beneath gasometer. Have you ever been opposite a fishing expert? This country was once an area, but this part is gardens. Be sure of it. The chlorophyll flows. The ducks may be at half-mast. Skiffs of clay are tended by large staffs. It is a garden of flakes, an astonishing color of gardens, an overflowing beauty to be displayed. Is one cultivated only to be taken care of? Come peep in on my children, say the masters. Do you think it is only a matter of Roger Williams losing an arm? A dulcet English haven come to stay, crenulated taffrail, a miniature settling brew. The only remaining personages are of stone. The park is on fire. Roger Williams Park runs on a sort of toy gasoline. You watch it from the towers provided. You go round with the children launched in doughty rows. There are deer in the air, spontaneous spokes of some drift gained mass on their journey, the result of incendiary masts placed on hill brows. When Roger used to be alive, there was no aviary, but there was an island stepped off for pony rides, an original gambrel-roofed Georgian for rude exhibits, towels and tar, rubbish galleries, clogged fonts. Much of the mineralogical matter is worthy of being displayed in South America and beyond. We have taken counts. People have been alive at all this and stepped jauntily away. Besides the usual zoo, there are coin exhibits, flesh containments, and hooks over the riverside. A pond funnels much of the above into an ionic marble drain. It may be ridiculous to hold an historical interest, but we do have Roger. His continuous subsidence has been much assistance to us. And then there is Benedict Arnold. But not much of this can any longer be reached by bus. Dear A.N., how can I talk to you if I haven't found you out by now? But I do want to say, how will you deal with the truly late arrivals? Do you want me to go on? I hadn't meant to question you so solid. After all, the mask is such a long time, a burial out of all we knew. Remember that little basket at the edge of your marching abilities, the heat lamp in your desk? Your survival suits and ties, the morning math tried to make up with you, those little red marks at the corners of your chalkboard problems, a cheap lot of perishing thinking expended, so many lab hours to be skipped, teacher bending to your case, not mine, the back of your ear bored like a plow, a turtle stuck in the subjunctive. Excuse, please, these introductions of Bobby Nightingale's code. The class files out, those would-be inebriates. Hey, ninny, stand up. What's the answer? Yes, and from this distance, hop the pot, pal. There are no more hives in Tiverton. You're wrong at last. If I could see your desk, I'd leap the chain link to China. Cursory hawk story on hold. Do you jump on a pigeon? Are you nice? Did you finally stay back? Who trims your yard edges? You still study lonely. By now, you know that you are not the one. And you are far from a farmer. But how does your garden lie? I do have to say, I can't return your beckon. When I return to Providence these days, I do so in terms of inches, not persons. Streets have stretched in that prodigal hole. If I did come, would you let me be high on an open mic?